Hey, what's up? It's Marcus Williams, and I get a chance to speak with the local writer Melanie DeRoche and the local director Jerry McCulley about the one-act play Ada and Eric, being performed at Caught in the Act by Pine Tree Players. Tickets are available at Cafe Books and the Cellar Door. Now, Melanie, where did the inspiration for this script come from? Because you don't see a zombie apocalypse setting on a stage very often.
Well, this was actually a real-life situation. My niece had this boyfriend who was like totally obsessed with the zombie apocalypse, and it kind of took over his life, and he like stopped working. He was just like home playing video games all day, and he convinced her to quit college and just like stay home and help him with the zombie apocalypse. So it's actually based on a true story. The premise is based on a true story.
Wow, geez. That's honestly the last place I would expect you to find inspiration for a script like this. Now, Jerry, the relationship between the two characters in this play is very unique. As the director, how did you help the cast navigate that?
It hasn't been done before. So, I mean, I've got no preset idea of how things have to go. And so it's been a very collaborative effort. Even Melanie sat in a couple of the rehearsals, and she's had some ideas. And, you know, I have ideas of the lighting and how I want the stage to work and everything else. But as far as the dynamic goes, they brought out a lot of stuff that, since it's done as a first-time production, you might be thinking of an interpretation a certain way, and the actors just naturally do something else, and you say, well, yeah, that works. I've been very impressed with the feedback I've got from them, and we've incorporated that into the play. Like, there's no... This play may change every night a little bit, you know? That's the way it works.
You can see this locally written play, Ada and Eric, at the Canmore Miners Union Hall with Caught in the Act, the sequel, presented by Pine Tree Players. Tickets are available at Cafe Books and the Cellar Door.